Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're diving into something that confuses a lot of buyers in Wilmington: the difference between a due diligence fee and earnest money. And honestly, I think most people think they're the same thing, right? So, buddy, let's just start with the most important question. Does the due diligence fee get applied to the purchase price at closing?
Great question, and I'm glad you led with that because it's the thing that trips people up the most. The short answer is no. The due diligence fee does not get credited toward your closing costs or your down payment. It's a separate, non-refundable fee that goes to the seller. Now, there are some exceptions depending on how the contract is written, but typically once you pay it, it stays with the seller.
Okay, so it's just gone. It's not like earnest money where you might get some of it back or have it applied. That's a big distinction, so help me understand. Why would a buyer even agree to that? What's the point of the due diligence fee?
Right, exactly. So the due diligence fee is basically the cost of doing your homework. It's what you pay the seller for the right to inspect the property, get your appraisal, review the title, talk to your lender, all that stuff. It's your window to back out of the deal without losing your earnest money, as long as you do it within the due diligence period. Usually that's 7 to 14 days. The earnest money, on the other hand, is your commitment to the deal. That's what shows the seller you're serious.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they're actually serving two totally different purposes. The due diligence fee is like you're paying for the right to investigate, and earnest money is like your skin in the game. I think that's where people get confused. So let me ask you this, in a real Wilmington scenario, what does this actually look like when someone's making an offer?
Okay, so let's say you're looking at a house in Leland, right? Something in the Northern Lights community, maybe around 380, 390K. You write an offer with, say, a $500 due diligence fee and maybe $2,500 in earnest money. The seller takes that $500 off the table immediately. That's theirs. But that $2,500 earnest money, that's held in escrow. If you get your inspection done, your appraisal comes back low, or something else doesn't work out during your due diligence period, you can walk away and you get that $2,500 back.
Okay, I'm following. So in that scenario, the buyer is risking $500 to have time to really look at the place. That makes sense. But what if things go differently? Like, what's a scenario where the earnest money is actually at risk?
Good question. So let's flip it. Say you're buying a newer build in Castle Hayne, maybe something around 350K. You put down a $1,000 due diligence fee and $5,000 in earnest money because the market's hot and the seller wants more proof you're serious. You do your due diligence, everything checks out, you love the house, and you move forward. Now we're past that due diligence period. If you suddenly get cold feet and try to back out without a valid reason, like a failed inspection or appraisal, that $5,000 earnest money is gone. The seller keeps
it. So the earnest money becomes real money at risk once you're past that due diligence window. That's the big shift. And I'm guessing in a hot market, sellers are asking for higher earnest money amounts, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the due diligence fee is usually pretty modest, $300 to $500 typically. But earnest money can range anywhere from 2-3% of the purchase price in a buyer's market to 5-10% in a competitive situation. So on a 500K house, you could be putting down $25,000 or more. That's real.
Wow. Okay. So the stakes are way higher with earnest money. Let me ask you this. If a buyer's looking at homes in different price ranges around Wilmington, like say they're comparing something in Swansboro versus something closer to downtown Wilmington, does the strategy change? Should they think about due diligence and earnest money differently?
You know, it's less about the neighborhood and more about the market conditions and the competition. A hot property in any area, whether it's near the water in Carolina Beach or in a subdivision like Village at Mott's Landing, might attract multiple offers. In those situations, you're probably looking at higher earnest money and maybe a shorter due diligence period. But the fundamental structure stays the same. The due diligence fee is your investigation cost. Earnest money is your commitment. Neither one gets credited back unless the contract specifically says otherwise.
That's super helpful. So my last question, if someone's a first-time buyer in Wilmington and they're getting ready to make an offer, what's the one thing you'd want them to understand before they sign on the dotted line?
Read your contract. Seriously, work with a real estate agent or attorney who can walk you through exactly what you're agreeing to. The due diligence period is your friend. Use it. Get your inspection, get your appraisal, talk to your lender. And understand that once you're past that due diligence period, that earnest money is at risk. Don't waive your due diligence period just to look good. It's not worth it.
That's really solid advice. Buddy, thanks so much for breaking this down. I think a lot of buyers are going to feel way more confident about their next offer after hearing this. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. Happy to help folks navigate this stuff.
Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.